Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Halloween. Happy Football Friday. You are in the loop. And John Lopez, I'm gassed.
You're gassed. You went through it.
That was an hour of radio. If you missed it, you can always catch us on the Odyssey app podcast, the Radio Rewind feature. Even go on YouTube and scroll that thing back if you need to. We had a lot of fun in that hour. Thanks again to B. Scott, who he even gave us a little overtime. In the break, we were talking about a number of things, including... Did you realize that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we talked about it, that he signed with the Broncos, or not the Broncos, rather, the Bears, the Chicago Bears. He was out there in Hallis Hall. You know he's going to be playing slot cornerback.
I did not know that until you said it. I hadn't seen that story.
Yeah. He's not playing safety. He's in there at slot cornerback.
So he wanted Petrie's job.
Remember when the report, and B. Scott reminded me, remember the reporting that was part of the outburst or whatever, the discomfort, for lack of a better term, that was happening there? At NRG Stadium was C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking about somebody getting paid.
Yeah.
And people were like, is that Jalen Petrie?
Yeah, man, maybe.
Could it possibly be that he wanted to play slot corner?
That was my money.
Right? He wanted to play that, which it's crazy because ain't no way you signed up. Well, I guess he didn't sign up for this. They traded him here.
Yeah, but still.
But, yeah, that was never going to be your spot, big dog.
No, it wasn't.
And I guess that's why everything fell apart. Maybe so. But I guess more power to him, question mark?
I guess.
All right. Let's talk about this Texans offense, however, as the coordinator of this offense, Nick Caley, along with the other coordinators, Matt Burke, Frank Ross, all talked to the media on Thursdays of a normal week. And so they did that yesterday, and there was a lot in here that I found interesting. And I'd like to start right here, up top here, Fig. This is the first Caley cut that I had, because this is something I've been thinking about a lot. It was something that we talked about coming out of the game versus the Niners, but I, and seeing something from Chris Sims, it made me think a little bit more. So again, Nick Caley, what gave you rhythm throughout the game in play calling versus Robert Saleh?
I mean, I think it's a testament to the players. We were able to execute the game plan. We were able to make positive plays. We were able to stay on track, get the run game going. You know, I think that opens up a lot of different things. Guys made plays, you know, and proud of the way we competed. So I think it's just, you know, staying the course, you know, and playing efficient football and complementary football within our side of the ball.
So in between a lot of the, you know, the complementary football stuff, the you know, the sort of the trite sayings, what you're getting there is the way they get there is it with the run game and the short passes, and we all saw that, but he's talking about, like, if we do this, you know, and stick to this plan, it's going to work. It's not exciting football. I don't expect a real sort of up and down game, you know, because
no instant classic on Sunday.
Well, I mean, maybe in terms of, like, you know, how it plays out.
Man, you know what we say when we say instant classic. But ain't nobody looking here for the 6-3 victory.
Yeah, but it's going to be a low scoring because the Broncos do the same thing. Question is, and we've been talked about it with B. Scott, can you stay on schedule, as they air quotes, you know, with this defense?
Yeah, and I mentioned Chris Sims, and I know that he might not be beloved by everybody, but they did a breakdown of Week 8, and obviously this was a fascinating game, the Texans versus the Niners. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he kept talking about was something that we all talked about, which is how much does having a similar system and somebody who is a master in that in D'Amico Ryans giving answers, not just to like what they do, but what they check to in certain situations, mm-hmm. help you on offense. And you're not having that this week.
No.
Like, there's a number of those small, quick passes that you're right? That those hots and whatever that clearly were helpful for C.J. Stroud. Again, he was 7 of 9, 111 yards. I will mm-hmm. not forget that yeah. stat for quite a while. I was going to say as long as I live, but I don't trust my memory to that degree. However, I won't forget that stat because it was incredible that he was able to handle pressure so well, that they mm-hmm. were able to handle third downs. And some of that is, to be fair, probably not only do I know if they blitz, but I also know if I do this, will make them, I know where they're going to go to. So yeah. I can go ahead and pre-plan and beat them to that spot. And maybe that, I mean, there's a good chance that that helped this offense quite a bit in those yeah. smaller detail things. Can they do, can they replicate that portion of this? Can they get to a place where they know mm-hmm. where this defense, as coached by Vance Joseph, is going to move? And I know Vance Joseph coached D'Amico Ryans as well, but that's a lot further removed from the same system.
A lot further removed, and exactly, a different system. And, you know, and keep in mind, D'Amico likes to has been wandering into the offensive side of the room, too.
I think so, but yeah. I'm like, I wonder, are they going to have, because there was an, I mean, the Jaden Higgins touchdown, you can easily see in a way in which they were able to play
yes.
on the eyes and the ways that that defense changes. I think Chris Sims was assuming that they eventually mm-hmm. played Tampa 2. They were forced into Tampa 2 because of that motion
yeah.
that was happened there. There's another play where you have like a sit-down route, and I can't remember which wide receiver, but it's because they had an inside release because they knew mm-hmm. what Upton Stout was trying to do. Now, of course, these are hypotheses from someone outside, but somebody that knows football, and it tracks.
Yeah.
It tracks. So I do wonder how much your offense will be successful.
I mean, that's going to determine it.
To the nitty-gritty yeah. degrees that they were
yeah.
this past week. I'm very, very intrigued by that. Outside of that, clearly the big story here is that Nico and Christian Kirk return. If you can give me cut four here. This is Nick Cayley on how you blend the good wide receiver play that you got last week, but with the returning of these guys. How does that come together?
Look, we're happy that they're back. We're excited that they're back. You know, the other guys, everybody stepped up and did a great job too. We have a lot of faith. We have a deep wide receiver room that are continually getting better. And so we have faith in all those guys. But, yeah, we're glad to have Nico and CK back out there. And the other guys keep going at the same, you know, continuing to improve. And I think the more we're out there, the more we have an opportunity to really, you know, build cohesiveness together as a group. And, you know, again, we got a pretty deep receiver room. So we're lucky for that. And, you know, definitely thankful we get these two guys back, too, to join us.
You know, you said earlier you've been really looking forward to this game. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I can't wait.
I figured. That's why I set it up for you.
This is where I can't. I can't wait to see how the wide receivers, that deep room that he's talking about, how it's deployed. Because, I mean, it can be, in a game like this, with a defense like this, it can be the difference in a game if you're not getting what you got last week and what you conceivably could get out of guys like, well, Nico, we know. But really, even Nico, I mean, is he going to be in more motion? Is he going to be able to be coming across the field more? Is he going to be a decoy? Are you going to take your shots? Are you going to be able to have C.J. Stroud make that call at the line of scrimmage when he sees press coverage and maybe go deep to Nico? But really, beyond that, Kirk and Noel is very intriguing, and really just how they use all of them.
The way he answered that, though, it feels like the answer is those guys slot immediately back in. But that's not just slot back immediately in, slot back immediately as 1 and 2.
And as 1 and 2 and dominate the snaps, yes.
Like that, it does feel like that's where you go. I would love to be pleasantly surprised at the very least because it feels like...
And they may excel.
Number four. Yeah, that is true, right? Like I don't... John Lopez, I imagine that it's not going to be hard for me to convince you that Nico Collins excels in this game.
Well, but I'm more specifically Kirk.
Right? Yes. And exactly. So that's the thing.
I mean, you know, we were Kirk fans. I was glad when they brought him in. We were practically giddy because, they needed that on this squad. So I'm not saying, I'm intrigued to see how it plays out.
Yeah. I mean, he also, if we want to be fair to Christian Kirk, we're like, oh, there's all this experience. He's had quite the fits and starts
mm-hmm.
here this season to even find a level of rhythm for himself. So I don't know how much I blame him even
right.
for where what we feel is his production to where the expectation was. But he's going to be out there. That's mm-hmm. what it sounds like. And so that's going to be another one. Can they keep the wide receiver side of this going, the production that happens there? Because you're right. Some of this was just the change in the decision to, we're going to get the ball out quick.
Yeah.
We're going to get the ball out to these guys.
And does it work there?
And allow them to do that. Does it work there? That's something that we'll see. Can you give me here cut 10? Because... thankfully.
Just real quick, by the way, we should note it here because we're talking about it. Woody Marks and Dalton Schultz.
That's exactly where I was about to go. Both of those guys have been spotted at practice today on Friday, which is more of a walkthrough. However, That is good. Because what is your common saying about Friday practice?
You don't practice Friday, you don't play Sunday.
It's not 100%, but it's definitely not a minuscule. It happens more often than not that's the way that it goes. Good to see Woody Marks. Obviously, he's your most explosive back at this point. But Dalton Schultz seems to hold a huge space because of the relationship that it seems like him and CJ have both on and off the field. But then also because of the depth. So Nick Caley was asked about with the Schultz injury, how does he feel about the tight end group? Tight end, fullback depth.
Well, we got a good room of really smart, hardworking guys. They're all versatile. They're cross-trained. You know. Some people say fullback. Some people say F. It's F and Y. I mean, those guys are interchangeable. They're all cross-trained. We do that from the time we get here to spring because things like this happen. And you lose guys. It's the National Football League. So, got a lot of faith in them. They're tough. They're smart. They're hardworking. They're always prepared. They're ready to back each other up. And I got a lot of faith in those guys. And Jake Moreland does a good job with those guys.
Look. You know how I feel about this. That's one of my big worries. It's important that Dalton Schultz is on the field. What did he say? Tough, smart, all that stuff?
He didn't go tough, smart, defensive.
He didn't say dependable.
He said versatile.
Versatile. Okay, well, that's cool.
Cross-trained, in fact.
That was it. That was what I was saying. Cross-trained, all that. I mean, that's cool. I don't have a lot of confidence. It's great that Dalton Schultz is back.
Yeah. It's great that Dalton Schultz is back. To what degree is he back? Because even last week, he was not – He did not feel like the same level of Dalton Schultz. It was thankfully a lot of the young guys being able to pick up really the slack that's left in Nico Collins not being there, Christian Kirk not being there. But even Dalton Schultz did not seem like he was the same level of, dependable as you'd seen in previous weeks. What does that look like? Because, the designation for him on this injury is not just shoulder. It was like shoulder and knee.
Yeah.
Right? If we were in hockey, he got an upper and a lower body. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's – I do wonder. And he's not a guy who shies away from, playing through or being tough in that way. But, that does affect the way that you get out there. So I think that's going to be important, especially because it's felt like he's been the most comfortable. He's been – quintessential quarterback safety blanket this year.
Yes, and actually very effective. Maybe a slightly slow start, but these last few games that he's played, he's been terrific.
Now, I do want to get to this one because I thought this was a very good question to be asked. There's always a conversation, particularly from D'Amico. Caley gets into the conversation as well about the discipline shown at quarterback for CJ Stroud. And, does he stay within the offense, whatever? This was a good clarifying question. Can you explain to us, Nick Caley, what is that discipline that you need from a quarterback?
Really working within the frameworks of our offense. So if you're talking about going through your progressions, being consistent with that, taking what they give you, being able to know where your play ops are, where your matchups are on the field, being able to execute the line of scrimmage communication, whether it's an audible, whether it's doing those certain things to get us into favorable positions too when they present themselves. There's a lot of things that really require, but it's just being focused in the moment, one play at a time, and being able to execute the play to the best of his ability. And I thought he did a really, really good job of that.
And this has been, for me, this has been the story here as we've talked about CJ Stroud these last four games, by and large, outside of the Seattle game, being really, really good. It's not just being really good and getting the numbers and the stats. It's been getting the play to where it needs to be and having confidence in the offense. He's had more confidence in what this offense is, and that just flat out wasn't the case early in the year.
Yeah, it feels good as of right now. Mm-hmm. I think all of the things that he said were pretty self-evident, at least in my mind, but the big question is
he's doing those. It wasn't just cliches. It was actual what he's doing.
No, I know. But the big question for me is not even necessarily if he's capable of doing that. Is he allowed to stay in that zone by the things around him, which is the offensive line, right? I think that's really a huge thing, which he spoke to. But I want to get to something in particular when it comes to the offensive line, which is the jumbo package that we've seen. It's been one of those things. It feels, speaking of jumbo, it feels kind of like, not entirely, but last February when you look up and you see the Rockets have figured out, this double big kind of works for us. It kind of feels like, this
it does, actually. I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
Works for us a little bit, so we could keep using this to the point where maybe it becomes part of your identity. I thought this was interesting because it made me think a little bit differently about what Caley might have in the tuck. Hey, Nick Caley, what sparked the idea for this jumbo? Because according to Blake, it came up just before the Tennessee Titans game.
Yeah, I think just, we always have that. You're always keeping that in your back pocket. You never know. Injuries happen. Things happen throughout the flow of a game. So you're always prepared to have some guys ready to be in that jumbo role. That's a spring and a training camp discussion. And then, you never want to have to, it come up and use it when you're not prepared to do it. So we prepare that in training camp. And then obviously depth situations, where the roster is, stuff like that. You try to, utilize that to offset maybe any, being thin at any certain positions.
So what was their record going into that Tennessee game?
They were 0-3.
0-3. It's that mother of all invention thing.
Yeah, necessity is the mother of invention.
They had to do something. That was the week when the walls were cracking, you know. And by the way, I'm not criticizing. Huge credit. Well, you know, I've been talking about the tight ends, and I'm not incredibly, you know, confident in anybody outside of Dalton Schultz. And, you know, is there a blocking tight end? Well, there's one. His name's Blake Fisher.
Let Nick Haley tell it, though.
Yeah.
That's been in there since training camp.
I mean, I guess a lot of things are.
But that's what I'm saying. If a lot of things are in there, what does Nick Haley maybe still have in there to bring out? Like, that's something that I'm actually...
You know what this show feels like? Well, this show wants.
Yeah, I think so. But, like, not just from the jumbo package. If the jumbo package is one of those things that, it was in there and we decided to break it out and it's worked. What else you got in that bag there, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
What else can you bring out? Because as of right now, and maybe this all just hinges on the idea of if the offensive line plays to a certain level, then we can bring some more things out. I would like to see more things from this offense. Like,
no, and maybe there is.
Like, let's go ahead and develop this thing up further. Mm-hmm. I would love to see what those things are, because as of right now, as we've been harsh, and I will admit I've been harsh on Nick Haley, some of that I acknowledge is probably from an offense in its infancy. Let's age this thing up then.
Yeah.
Like, let me see what you got. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very intrigued by that. Let's see if maybe this week versus Denver is another necessity point that brings more invention for this offense. But, yeah, that was Nick Haley talking to the Assemble media yesterday. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Halloween. Coming up next, let's get a Halloween edition of our Lunchtime Confessions. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoyed that Nick Haley conversation, right?
Did you?
Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It left something very important out.
Did I?
It left out something very, very important.
My apologies.
Let's hear it, actually.
I know it doesn't be one. Because I know where you came from as far as your previous stops in New England and in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Can he catch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I'm just joking. I tell him to get on the jugs. So, no, he's coachable. And he's got a joy about him. You know, best part I like is, hey, when we call a Y shift and he goes around across the ball and, you know, does it actually pretty damn good. So, but we have fun with it, you know. And, you know, Cole and Jens with the line, and there's carryover too with Jake and, you know, myself. We have fun with those guys. And they do so much work together, you know, in individual. There's some crossover. So, you know, he's ready whenever we need him. And you know, thankful for the way we got to obviously use him last week, especially.
So he's talking about Blake Fisher as a pass catcher.
As a jumbo, as an eligible tight end.
Ever since we kind of floated it, I guess this week earlier, huh?
Yeah, I think I brought it up a little earlier.
I've been all in on this just because. But you know what? He was talking like sort of laughing and maybe serious or maybe sounding unserious, even though it's there. But at the very end there, he goes, he has fun with it.
Wait, you
fun with what?
You said he sounded unserious. Give me the start of Nick Caley again, and I want to point out a few things that are happening here.
Oh yeah, it's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I tell him to get on the jugs. So no, he's coachable.
That's good. All right. So first and foremost, he sounded a little flustered, like he wasn't expecting that question.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, why are you bringing this up? They can see this.
Yes,
that's the way it hit me, at least.
Yeah,
and then secondly,
all that.
Secondly, and I might ask you to play it just one more time for me, Figgy. Do you hear him tapping the podium?
Yeah, like a little nervous.
Like,
oh yeah, it's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I tell him to get on the
right there. I ain't heard him tap the podium not once. Like, he is an energetic. Yeah, that sounded like damn.
Yeah,
I hope that this still works when I bring it out here. He goes, that's what it sounded like. I love it. And maybe I shouldn't be the person saying this because again, we know that people listen. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying the Broncos got Sean Payton out here checking in within the loop.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
But like, I think he's going to do it.
I do too.
I think he's going to do it. Maybe not this week, to be fair, but I think he's going to do it.
He should have just lied, man.
Well, he kind of tried.
I would have been like, nah.
But then he's like, jug machine. He's coachable. Don't forget he said that.
I wouldn't have said none of that.
We have fun with it. And then he kind of started to say, I'm kidding, but didn't say I'm kidding.
No, he did say it.
And then he moved on. I was like, I don't know why, but you know, this is silly. I guess people like big guy touchdowns.
That's right.
You know,
there's not much that we are fascinated with more in the American sports public is the diminutive athlete and the portly athlete.
Yes.
Right? We get the big boys doing stuff, and we get the real little guys doing stuff, and we are in on it.
I mean, if I'm Blake Fisher, I'll be trying to do this.
He's asking.
Yeah, I would try to add this to my resume.
Mm-hmm. People always ask.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that this is a fireable offense with a capital F.
Oh, wow.
I take you to NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League here in these United States, and a coach of the Seattle Reign, the Seattle soccer team, her name is Laura Harvey. She was on a podcast, a soccerish podcast, and she was talking about, you know, finding different formations and about how she engages with technology. Quote, one day in the offseason, I was writing things into ChatGPT like, what is the Seattle Reign's identity? And it would spurt out, and it was like, I don't know that that's true or not. And then I put in, what formation should you play to beat NWSL teams? And it spouted out that you should play 5 in the back, and so I did. No joke, that's why I did it. Fire her. Fire her right now.
But did she win? Did they win?
Fire her. I don't care what
happened. No, it's important.
Fire her.
It's
right
important.
Fire her right now.
What's the score? What was the score of that game?
Fire her right now.
Okay.
If they won that game,
man. That's not the question. Did they win?
Like, and this is not actually just a general AI thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be one of the closer use cases where I think that AI is useful, right? Take it. If you have a whole bunch of data, and you put it into like a machine like AI learning that could actually find patterns and stuff and help you recognize that maybe faster than some other computer algorithms would. That actually makes sense. I'm sure that there's sports or organizations that are doing some of that.
Use some type of data program.
I think Sumer like Sports is doing stuff like that. She ain't say she was using one of those. She said ChatGPT. You know what ChatGPT is?
You know what? That's true.
ChatGPT is a language model.
That's true.
All that's doing is taking all the internet, right, on Reddit, what words did they put together? And ChatGPT is just trying to predict what the next word is. And she was like, give me your soccer formations. Are you stupid?
I hadn't thought of it
that way.
What is
wrong with you?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Fire her right now. And then she did it. And she not only did she do it, right?
This is the actual
fire report. Why are you on a podcast saying that you did this? How could you do
like
such
it wasn't
a thing?
Some you know advanced you know AI and that really can break down that particular? It was this ChatGPT.
This is an advanced version of going into going into your phone and letting it predict the next word and then making that the decision of how you do your job. That's stupid.
I kind of want to see how the Texans can beat their opponent on Sunday with ChatGPT.
What do they need to do? I'm going to see what ChatGPT says.
Fire her. I don't even know how good her team is. Like, you know I love me some soccer. I don't know what's happening with the Seattle Reign. Fire her right now. Right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think nobody need to be fired here or anything, but so yesterday we dressed as Coming to America characters.
Right.
We had our Halloween costume
party. Rave reviews, by the way, and I say that as humbly as I can.
Yeah. No, I'm actually shocked how many compliments we got on this. Mm-hmm. And it was a Halloween party / contest yesterday.
Right.
And with us, we can't really enter the contest as much because we doing the show and all that stuff. So it's hard to get over there at our company party. But I got to confess, man, we did get on the stage and shouted out some lines from Coming to America.
Yeah, during
we
the break.
Popped in real quick and was out. I got to confess, man, I feel like we should have won something, man. We should have won. So I'm not saying we should have won first place or anything. I think Sean and Grego won first place.
Mm-hmm.
Well deserved. But I feel like we should have won something, man.
Got something in that
bag? Man, we went out. We went all out on this, man.
We didn't go all out on the skit part. To be fair, we didn't think we were going to do a skit. Yeah.
But we dressed up probably better than anybody else up here.
That was what I was going to ask you. How do you think our costumes compared to everybody else?
Yeah, that's when we went all out. Mm-hmm. A couple people went up to us and said, hey, y'all dressed the best. Did y'all enter the contest?
Nope, on the air.
I'm like, man, we should have got something. Some type of little gift card man.
What could we get?
Do you think we could bully Sarah and Aaron?
Let's just go grab something.
You think we can bully them into giving us something? Because this is the thing. I know that you feel this way. I personally was just in it for the laughs, which I had plenty of yesterday, and I think that our listenership did too. But this is something that I think if we work it, and I know they're listening to us, so maybe it doesn't work this way, we could probably bully them into giving us something.
Yeah.
But see, I would have thought they probably would have been like, man, y'all did such a good job. Here you go.
Yeah, but they know we're so amenable.
I felt like everybody else just been getting the love. Yeah. I'm like, dang, we getting love on these streets, though.
Yeah, the streets love us.
Yeah.
The streets love us.
Yeah, so I feel like we should have got something, man. I feel like we've been snubbed a little bit.
Yeah, we have. I hate myself for thinking this. I'll say that right up front.
Okay.
That's the biggest part of the confession. So, you know, looking at all these numbers, seeing, you know, stuff for the game on Sunday, frankly, I knew they weren't great, but I didn't know this. Did you know the Broncos are the most penalized team in the entire NFL?
I don't think I realized that.
Did you?
I didn't know that.
They're the most penalized team in the NFL, and this is what I thought that I feel horrible about.
I'm shocked they ain't the Jags.
This is what I thought that I feel horrible about. I thought, it ain't gonna matter. Because there's going to be so many Broncos fans there, because Texans, like the whole, you know, usually the visiting team, very highly penalized team, goes into an opposing stadium, and they get penalized even more. Yeah, they fall apart.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, but I think I'm right. It's not going to matter that much.
You think because of the home field advantage?
Yeah,
because
the home field advantage is not as significant here, and there's going to be a ton of Broncos fans.
Do you think that that's? I don't think it's going to be as bad as last week, though.
Well, Niners, who knows? I don't think so either. If you had to, you know, if I had to say,
I would have to hope
a lot of Broncos.
I would have to hope the Texans fans like got back.
Well, that's why my confession is like, I feel bad that I don't think it's going
to
be that.
Honestly, it's tough to get Texans fans back in.
Yeah,
because I've been through so much,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think last week will get everybody back in to the point is. Damn near, you know, a big crowd, a big Texans crowd.
And much like the Niners, Broncos fans are everywhere.
And the thing that sucks is that Broncos are going to be more evident. Well, I think it'll be a little
with
more
orange.
Evident. Well, because the thing about it, though, is there's a lot of blue. But I feel like with the mm-hmm. orange accents.
They're going to have those orange jerseys. Yeah. They love those orange jerseys.
You'll have enough you'll be able to tell. Yeah. So we'll know. I hadn't even considered how much the potential takeover was
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
That's such a great
point. I feel
point.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't love that. I feel bad now. I was having so much fun up to that point. But I will turn this back around. With that penalized, especially if they are penalized in particular times, as much as we're talking about the offense and quick passing and keeping on the field, that might keep them on the field too. Like, how much does mm-hmm. undisciplined defense for the Broncos maybe help the Texans, you know, matriculate
you
their
think.
Way down
you
the
hope.
Field? Cross my fingers.
Yeah.
I got mine in there right now. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, where I am looking up at the Pat McAfee show, and I'm just wondering who the hell he's supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. What is here and there is what we got coming up next, because it's a Friday heading into another weekend of college football. So let's get John Lopez's college football headline. What does that look like? We'll do that. Next.
All right, let's make sure you do this now. That's called the Easy Lease number for D&M Auto Leasing. We mentioned them earlier. So many rave reviews. And I mean, Ray, you can look it up. Almost 50,000 online reviews that are just outstanding. There's a reason for that. It's because you can get your vehicle, the vehicle you want, at the price you want, on the terms you want, simply because of a 10-minute phone call or thereabouts. They're going to ask you about your driving habits so they can craft the lease to fit those driving habits. It's not a hard and fast number that you have to hit every year and you're constantly looking at the odometer. No, they will craft the lease to fit your driving habits. They will get the vehicle that you want and you will pay less. I mean, what else is there? Up to 50% less is what you'll be paying, and no down payment, no payment for 60 days. They can do it all. Just ask them about it. Make that very simple call. You don't want to be upside down if you purchase a new vehicle, because the terms now are like 72, 84 months sometimes. Just call D&M Auto Leasing, 713-290-1000, 713-290-1000, or dmautoleasing.com.
Hey, Fig, the 361 said what they're going to do is get us some McDowell's gift cards. As a congratulations for our Halloween,
that would be
costumes.
Hilarious.
I'd take it. Yeah.
Hey, that's
even
fine.
Just to put it on my desk or something. Yeah.
That'd be great.
I don't think they would work.
No, I don't think so either. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on Halloween. Happy Halloween to you. Hope that you're enjoying your football Friday. Your football Friday will get even more fun at 2 p.m. when the fellas of the drive get going. They're out and about. They're in near Northside, Houston. I believe they are just off of 45 at the Raven Tower, which is on North Street, 45 North Street, right up there. So go catch up with the fellas. They got the commemorative Football Friday pint glasses. I believe that we got Payne and Pendergast back around. So if you haven't picked up one of those, make sure you make your way out from 2 to 6 out there at the Raymond Tower and pick one up. And then obviously join in with all the other fun, the giveaways and such that are happening with the drive. But a football Friday also means college football. It's a college football weekend, as it always is. Some really big games. And so let's get what this headline is for this weekend of college football. And of course, this college preview is always brought to you by Wrangler. What you got for us, Lopez?
Yeah, I got one for you, and I think we're going to stay on theme, theme today. Give up the ghost Saturday.
Ah, because you said okay. Ghost.
Give up the ghost.
You see what he did there?
So it's a Halloween movie.
Just because it's a ghost doesn't mean it's Halloween, apparently.
Is Vanderbilt at Texas a Halloween game? A Halloween movie.
It could be. It get real scary real quick if you're not careful.
But no, give up the ghost, because a lot of teams are going to be saying pretty much, if not, you know, outright, goodbye to their playoff hopes.
It's quite possible. Okay.
And I think both teams in Austin, that'll fit. You know, Vanderbilt, and maybe not Vanderbilt as much, Vanderbilt in Texas.
Myself went both teams in Texas.
What's
Austin.
The other team?
I was like, what's the other Austin-based team? But you meant both teams that will be playing in
both
Austin.
Both teams that are going to be playing there. Gotcha. The loser. Vanderbilt's coming in at 7-1. Two losses, maybe they could still get there, but doubtful. And Texas Longhorns 6-2. With, you know, not exactly uber impressive performances, even in the back-to-back overtime wins that they easily could have lost both those games.
You can be honest. We don't even have to be kind of like, no, they haven't had particularly good wins yet. So they need a victory here, 100%.
Yeah, and you know, remarkably, if they win, they could still get to the SEC title game, depending on what happens with A&M and beating A&M perhaps on the end of it. So, yeah, I think both those teams might just give up the ghost if they lose.
Yeah, I think that's quite possible here. That's going to be the noon game on ABC, or rather 11 a.m. Sorry, looking at these East Coast elites. Mm-hmm. No, that God's time, that's 11 a.m. On ABC if you don't have YouTube TV. And this one's going to be a very important one to watch. For some reason, we've allowed Texas to sneak back in the top 25 at number 20.
Yeah.
But they've got to prove it, right? It feels like they might be finding a little bit of what the recipe is for this team. I just don't trust them as far as I could throw them, especially because you could probably throw them pretty big in the trenches. They haven't played.
And Vanderbilt's very physical.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt's very physical. But you're right. I mean, they have found a little bit of something on offense. Arch, by the way, game time decision, but I think he's going to play.
I think we all are there.
All right. You know who else might give up the ghost? Might. That's going to be the operative word here. You know, Florida has been a mess. I say mess. They've had some good wins along the way, but they've been up and down. Billy Napier gets fired. They're starting anew. And you think, well, Georgia's going to go in there and just bully them. First of all, this is an incredible rivalry, one of the best ones around.
It is.
Secondly, we've talked about this a few times when we talk college football on Fridays. This Georgia doesn't quite look like the same Georgia, especially defensively.
Yeah, this isn't your older brother's Georgia team. Yeah. It's a little bit more average, a little bit more pedestrian. I mean, even if you look at something like an SP Plus, go ahead and roll your eyes. I know. There's something like 12th, where you're typically used to Georgia being a top five kind of program with that kind of health. Not necessarily what you're looking at here. However, Florida is just in such a bad way that you would imagine that Georgia, you should get it done in this particular rivalry game. But we'll see what it looks like. That one's at 2:30. On ABC. So if you keep it on ABC, you've got both of these give up the ghost games available to you.
And then it's at 6:30, you have another give up the ghost game. Most of them have maybe, both of these squads maybe already have given it up, but they have a path to get to, you know, if they win out and win some big games down the road. That's number 18, Oklahoma, 6-2, at number 14, Tennessee. 6-2.
Could you have two more disparate offenses
exactly
on display? I mean, the Oklahoma offense is downright anemic,
mm-hmm.
but that defense is what keeps them in being.
And you have a great play caller, Tennessee.
Josh Heupel's offense are always really fun and explosive. Yeah, this might just be one of those styles make fights type thing where you get to see again college football on display. I think I've mentioned used that as an explainer for a few games over the last few weeks. This just has the opportunity to be an aggressively college football game where defense on offense, strength on strength for Oklahoma versus Tennessee. Offense on defense, weakness on weakness, weakness rather, Oklahoma to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's always fun, for at least for me, to see who comes out in those matches.
It is going to be a fun day because you got some good brands, some good ranked games, as I just mentioned. OU Tennessee, you got Georgia Florida rivalry, you got ranked Vanderbilt in Texas.
Isn't that the largest outdoor
the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
I want to say tea party. I was like, that's not right.
Yeah, but they don't officially call it that, but everybody at the game does.
And mind you, again, this is why I brought this up in What's Poppin'. All three of those games, that is early, middle, and late slate on ABC. Yeah. You don't change the channel for all those except you might not have the channel tomorrow.
Except it might not be there.
If you have YouTube TV. So if you are interested in seeing who gives up the ghost and you have YouTube TV, might want to make some plans. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
All right. And here is the lowest of low-key huge games this weekend. I say low-key. College Game Day is going to be there. But a lot of people didn't come right up and think Cincinnati-Utah. Dude, Cincinnati-Utah is an enormous game when it comes to playoffs, when it comes to, championships in the conference, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, if you're looking at the Big 12, you should look pretty closely. Yeah. Let me speak for myself. I had gotten to a point where I was like, yo, Texas Tech, with all the investment and how dominant they had looked early, I was like, all right, so everybody's playing for second, right? Like the old Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
With them kind of stumbling a little bit and us finding out that, hey, if they don't have the opportunity to get out and score a whole bunch of points in the first quarter, they're human, they're mortal. You look around at the Big 12, and it's like, there's a lot of teams in here that you need to find a way to, weed out who is going to be in here fighting for it. And Cincinnati-Utah is one of those games. Also, another one of those games, although it's not going to weed anybody out because it shouldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, here in Houston, because, it is here in Houston. I forget. University of Houston welcoming in West Virginia. Now, West Virginia is M-A-L-O bad.
Yeah.
But Houston is in that group, so I imagine all the Cougs fans will be watching this game to see who might be eliminated from kind of that top group of teams in the Big 12 that are vying for that championship.
And you're saying they're going to give up the ghost, and that's exactly the case. You know what Big 12 game really intrigues me this week, and it's kind of one of those like low-key, as I just mentioned about that one?
But it's not a give up the ghost, obviously.
Maybe for one team.
Okay.
Texas Tech at Kansas State. That's a pretty big game.
Yes, it is.
K-State has been, your Wildcats have been a little bit better.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't want you to perceive us. That's the type of season that's been. If you're a sports fan, you know that
feeling. Don't say anything.
You know that feeling, right? Where
Shut up. Don't jinx it.
Be quiet, man. Right. Sometimes you're the fan where you're like, oh, I'm walking crotch first because we're that type of team right now. Yeah, K-State isn't that team right now. They start off the season kind of rough.
You know who's a sneaky good team?
Yeah, don't look at us right now. However,
low and build.
Offense finding a little bit more consistency. More importantly, the defense looking like it's finding a little bit more of its normal level.
And Texas Tech might be to the third quarterback.
Yeah, that's the tough part, right? Yeah. As much as I've given Tech credit for like really building up the trenches, K-State is a team that's going to they're going to be rough with you. They're going to be physical just because of the nature. They're an ornery team is the way that I'd describe them.
Mm-hmm.
So Texas Tech is not going to have an easy time with this. I think that this is a winnable game for them. But, of course, as you mentioned, college football gets wonky, especially when you start getting to real depth at positions of importance like quarterback.
One more. I haven't mentioned this, I don't think, all year when it comes to the college football segment we do every week. Of course, brought to you by Wrangler.
Mm.
You're welcome. Is Miami in a trap game?
Yes.
Against SMU? SMU kind of spit the bit last week against Wake Forest, but they've been really, really good outside of that.
You know, if memory serves, this is Miami's first game outside of the state of Florida this season.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Right? Like, Miami has been one of, if not the single best football teams in college football. And yet, they haven't had to move around necessarily.
And they have a bad loss already.
They do have a bad loss. And SMU is one of those teams that you talk about will to win. They've always had that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it helps that there's a lot of private money there. But that's a team that's really rough. Plus, their quarterback, and of course, his name leaves me right in this moment. For some reason, I can remember his first name, and it's not his last name. But their quarterback, if he is indeed healthy, because I know he was dealing with some injuries, he is one of those dudes that has great wheels, a pretty solid arm. But those are guys that get unwieldy at times. And the thing that I always worry about with Miami, even though I've worried about it less this year because of just how talented they are, Mario Cristobal as a game manager?
No.
Game manager?
No.
Questionable. Like, he's a great program builder, does a good job, incredible job recruiting. If it gets tight and you need Mario Cristobal to make the right decision in a moment, could go sideways.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun weekend. A couple more real quick here. I'll just say this one real quick because I want to get to the next one. But USC at Nebraska, contenders, question mark, but also definitely still in the hunt. And one of them will be out of the race after Saturday. And then the other one that is just intriguing as hell to me is, did anybody realize, have you heard anyone talking about Penn State playing Ohio State this week? That was supposed to be number one versus number two.
There was a lot of games.
They still got them commercials blowing up, though.
Well, they do have that, but all of a sudden, Penn State's a 28.5.
Yeah.
They're more than a four-touchdown
underdog. That game was circled on people's calendars. Now it's
ours, on our calendar.
Yeah, now it's kind of like, it's Penn State.
It was supposed to be enormous. Are they playing spoilers?
That's probably the fourth biggest game in that slate, in that early slate. Vandy, Texas, as you mentioned, Navy UNT is kind of big. If you're interested in like a group of five or whatever we're calling it, Navy has been a really fun team, and UNT has been incredible. If we're going to be honest at that level, and then you mentioned Miami SMU is huge as well.
Yeah.
All of those are in that
Penn
same slate.
Penn State, Ohio State. We'll see.
Yeah,
you would have to be at a sports bar to get that one on the TV.
No, like, you know how I'm going to watch this game? If I get the alert in the third quarter that Penn State's leading, then I'm like, all right.
Oh, interesting. Which, let me tell you, the way that Ohio State's season gone on this way.
Yeah, that ain't going to be happening.
Ohio State has had the most nondescript season thus far. They just over there ho-hum, just running through the teams that they're supposed to run through.
Yeah.
That's it. When are we going to watch Ohio State until they get to the college football playoff? Like, that's what it feels like. We might not watch them all season. We just go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Ohio State's here. That's right. All right, those are your that's your college football preview. The college football headline, it is a give up the ghost weekend on a spooky weekend. Obviously, the preview brought to you by Wrangler. All right, coming up next, let's get to it. Man, it's our last big segment headed into weekend. Obviously, a full hour of programming still, but Texans win because Texans lose because. Let's put it on the table. What are the big factors that determine whether or not the Texans see the Broncos out with the loss or if they, you know, fall further below 500? 713-572-4610. Let's go through that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.